What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
It isn't actually Worry Week. We are aware. It was last week, and our next Worry Week will be next week, which is cybersecurity, so stay tuned. But my wire fell on Anzac Day, as I said earlier, which means we didn't have a wire, and we didn't have a Wire Worry Week, so I'm following up this week. Arts, Culture and Heritage Minister Maggie Barry has announced a national commemoration to mark the 250th anniversary of the first encounters between Māori and Europeans. In October 2019, First Encounters 250 will commemorate the early meeting of Māori and Europeans during James Cook's 1769 voyage to New Zealand. First Encounters 250 will link together commemorative events, including a national opening ceremony to be staged in Gisborne in October 2019. Scientific conferences, cultural performances and exhibitions. As part of these events, there are people who are looking to complexify this narrative and offer more educational-based events. Glenys Philip Barbara Ngāti Tairāwhiti is one of those, and she spoke with me from Gisborne. She wants to include recognition of the region's pre-European history, and that using the word discovered when it comes to Cook and Aotearoa is not actually correct. What is your response to the idea of a 250th anniversary celebration of Captain Cook?
For me it's about Cook, but it's not about Cook. So I know that the idea of the sestercentennial has been framed around Cook's arrival, but there's a reason for that, and that's because Cook was the first of many Pākehā, him and his crew, to arrive in Aotearoa and to set foot on our whenua. And so for me, being from Tairāwhiti, that first landfall happened here in our rohe, in the Bay of Tūranga Nui Ākiwa. And so for me, it's an opportunity to think about the relationship between Māori and Pākehā, and to look back over 250 years, to look back even further, 750 years before then, and to think about the context of Aotearoa over those many years, and to think about this relationship between these two peoples and how that's grown and developed. I think in Aotearoa we tend to tell the story of Māori of Pākehā from the signing of the treaty, or Te Tiriti o Waitangi, but I think it started much earlier than that. I think it started when Pākehā came aboard from the Endeavour and began to engage with and meet with our tipuna Māori with varying outcomes. Mm.
A lot of people have differing opinions or differing stories around that time period, and particularly too around the effects. Mm. Perhaps do you think that there is enough education around that time period, pre-treaty, as to what was happening between these two people?
Yeah, I don't think there's nearly enough knowledge about the context of Aotearoa pre-European arrival. Most people know that big meta-narrative, or like to throw the big meta-narrative around, you know, the one where Māori people were running around in grass skirts and living in huts, and then the Pākehā people came and bought, you know, technology and the opportunity for growth and development. And like any good rumour, there are probably tiny little threads of truth in that, you know, any immigrants coming to a new land bring rawa and different ideas and different ways of doing things. But I think the story that isn't well known is that Māori society, unsurprisingly over 750 years of settlement in Aotearoa, had quite a lot of time to grow and flourish and develop. If you read any of the early accounts of Cook and his crew, you know, they talk about observing irrigation and quite complex systems of food production, and on a mass scale, not just on a kind of home level scale. They talked about well-organised and civilised societies flourishing, doing quite well for themselves. So those are observations from 1769, which gives you a sense that our tipuna were actually living quite well pre-contact.
So in terms of it there being a celebration
for Cook, what do you think is missing in that narrative?
Well, I don't know that there's a huge appetite to celebrate Cook at all, but I think there is an opportunity to actually commemorate this time when Māori people and Pākehā people first encountered each other and first began to actively explore each other, each other's whenua, each other as people. And I think it's from those beginnings we actually, you know, fast forward 71 years later and we have Te Tiriti o Waitangi and all of the ideas there. Such points in time have a long period of growth and development, and it's those early exchanges that actually shaped how things might play out later on.
And so next year, what will you be doing to sort of put that narrative out there?
So next year, trying to correct some of the knowledge gaps just in our own community. Here in Tairāwhiti, lots of people don't have access to those pre-contact narratives. Lots of people don't have access to any of the kōrero at all about what happened when Māori and Pākehā people first met. Lots of people deserve to actually be able to have that part of their history as part of their kōrero and part of what shapes their own identity.
More generally, what are your thoughts around celebrating, you know, such horrific, violent interactions?
Yeah, as you can hear, it's not, obviously that's not something to be celebrated, but I do think as communities we need to have a good look at our past in order to understand the way forward. And commemorations and actually taking a pause, thinking back over everything that's happened, and in Aotearoa, being brave enough to tell the truth about those things, because we have tended to have had a history that's dominated from the Pākehā perspective. For many of our communities, it will involve just stopping and listening for a time and really understanding what the history of our whenua and our nation actually looks like.
And so with things like Anzac, for example, or other big dates where we go back, and there is room, obviously, for celebrating those people involved in their whānau, but do you think as a country we should be more open to also acknowledging the mistakes, perhaps?
Absolutely. If we can't even talk about them, we've got no hope in hell of actually healing from them. So acknowledging the things that we have done in our past that we may not be proud of is equally as important as celebrating the heroes.
Is there anything else you want to add?
No, but just to say, I think as we move forward, it is really important that we are brave in the things that we choose to reflect on, and we do take the time to think about the impact of those things that happened in our history on our current society.
Worry Week on The Wire.